Hi there, this is Michael Ann Conley, and you are listening to Habits into Health, which is all about helping you create freedom from behaviors you haven't been able to change. Whether you're just frustrated about a habit or caught in a more serious addiction, this show is for you. And the show is also for you if you're in a recovery program and you want extra support for staying free of your addiction. So whether you're still stuck in your habit, are newly clean and sober, or have been in recovery for a while and want additional support, Habits into Health is here. I'm bringing you 21st century holistic methods for getting to emotional sanity. You can reach your goals more effectively by discovering your own timing, your own needs, and your rhythm by listening to your deeper wisdom and not following some cookie-cutter rules that might work for other people but hasn't worked for you. To be sure, there are differences between annoying behaviors like fidgeting or picking your teeth and something more serious like drinking or smoking anything that will fire up. And in some cases, medical treatment is the best option. But if you're listening to this show, maybe you've tried some of those other options and you're looking for another way. Underneath, the same principles apply to creating freedom and satisfaction from all problem habits. Because you are uniquely you, Habits into Health programs, which I created, are designed to help you use these universal principles to reach your goals in your own way, following your own rhythm and timing. And I call that letting your body lead so your mind doesn't have to. In today's show, we're going to discuss the benefits of what I call the responsibility game and how that's different from placing blame. Last week's show was about the blame game, so you might want to check that out if you haven't heard it yet. Making that shift from blame to responsibility is Habits into Health tip number 8 for getting on top of your problem habits. Now, before we start, in every show, we prepare ourselves by actually tuning in and letting the body lead. Because if you're listening with your mind alone, it might be nice, but I can tell you from experience, it's just not as effective. And if you've listened before, you know that this is a chance to practice an experiential exercise. If this is your first time listening in, welcome aboard and just join in as best you can. You can take a moment to step back from thinking about things that are going on outside and step into being with what's happening inside you. And you can apply these practices to any habit or to any aspect of your life. Satisfaction in life comes from self-regulation. And you self-regulate every time you eat, when you think before you speak, when you make decisions about whether to rest or be active, when you go to sleep and wake back up. So many aspects of our existence involve processes that have become so routine, well, we just don't tend to put any attention on them, at least not until problems show up. For today's exercise, I'm going to share some wisdom along these lines from Tom Barrett. Tom is a licensed professional counselor in Portland, Oregon, here in the U.S., and he created a great website called Interlude, an Internet Retreat. And it's a site that supports bringing peace to your spirit while you're on the Internet. Tom has given me permission to share some things that he's written. And you'll be able to find a link to Interlude at my website, habitsintohealth.com. So here's what Tom says in one of his offerings. It does little good to attain clarity of mind on your meditation cushion if you lose it as soon as you become active. Think about that. Here's what he suggests. Start with simple activities like brushing your teeth, ironing clothes, or washing dishes. Be fully alert as you move. So let's do this for today's exercise. Let's have you take a moment to be fully alert as you engage in whatever you're doing right now. Whether you're walking from one place to another, sitting on your couch at home or at your desk at work, or occupied, as Tom says, with ordinary routine things. Cooking a meal, sweeping a floor, reading your email, listening to music, changing the baby. whatever it is that you might be doing. And that includes listening to this podcast. Here's what Tom says. Notice the position of your body in space. Notice the feelings in your body as you move. Pay attention to the thoughts that enter your mind when you do the task. See if you can let them go and just focus on the work itself. If you're cleaning a countertop, feel the sponge in your hand. Feel the wetness. Feel the texture. Observe how the sponge moves in your hand from the sink to the counter. Sense your movements as you scrub. What do your eyes see? What do you hear as you work? Clean that countertop as if it were the most important thing you could do. Move with fluid motions. Waste no energy. Allow yourself the grace of economy of motion. Be grateful for the countertop, the sponge, the water, the soap. Be grateful for the hand, the arm, the whole body that can move a sponge. Be thankful for the floor you stand on and the roof that protects you. Without letting your mind wander too far, be grateful for all the circumstances that put you where you are at this moment, with that sponge and that water and that countertop. Now, Tom's meditation acknowledges that being present with the actions of your life force is valuable in itself. It requires no goal, no end game, no intention of getting anywhere. It only invites you to be with yourself, to value your experience without needing to meet some external goal. And in any moment that you do this, practice presence by not thinking about something, but by being attentive to your actions in the moment, the rewards are invaluable. It changes you because the act of presence grows even more your capacity to respond to yourself as well as to others. And that takes us right to today's topic, tip number 8 for supporting the changes of behavior that you seek, which is what I call the responsibility game. My name is Michaelanne Conley, and I started my own personal journey of healing around my own problem habits more than 35 years ago. I became so passionate about what I was learning that I didn't want to keep it to myself. So I became a holistic therapist and addiction specialist. I really love supporting people just like you who are dealing with habits both big and small. But until recently, I've only been able to share what I've learned face-to-face. This free Habits and Health podcast carries a worldwide message of possibility for you and anyone else who feels stuck in habits and behaviors that you struggle to change. You can click on the link at habitsintohealth.com if you'd like to get a free self-assessment questionnaire. It will get you started, and I'll send you my newsletter once or twice a month to support you in continuing your journey. Let's talk about growing your capacity to respond to yourself and others. When I first worked as a counselor in chemical dependency programs, we used to talk a lot about the difference between blame and responsibility. Here's a brief review of one point that I made from the podcast episode about blame, which is that pointing the finger toward others or blaming others also means pointing more blame back at yourself. This is literal, and you can prove that right now by pointing your finger and noticing that your other three fingers are pointing back toward you, with your thumb wrapped around them. That's how the blame game works. It might make you feel good in the short run, but over time, the habit of blaming yourself or someone else for something that's happened is counterproductive, because it ends up bringing you down even more. Well, what do you do when you're unhappy about a habit that you've been dealing with, like trying to quit smoking, and you did pretty well for 3 weeks, but for one reason or another, here you are inhaling another cigarette? What are you supposed to do when a behavior that you know has been a problem ends up with consequences that you don't want, like overeating that leads to weight gain, or drinking that leads to a DUI, or chewing your fingernails that end up with bleeding cuticles? How do you deal with situations in which someone else really was a jerk or made promises that they didn't keep? In all these kinds of situations, there's usually a lot of blame going on, right? And you might be asking, well, isn't it understandable that I'd be upset with myself or angry at them? It is understandable. And I want to paint a picture today about an alternative to blame, which is responsibility. An image that I've always brought up for myself is that of a diver standing on a ledge above a pond or a cliff above the surf or on a board above a swimming pool. You've probably experienced this at one time or another in your life, and if you haven't, it's likely that you've seen other people in that position. Just get a sense of yourself as a diver, preparing to enter the pool of your own life. Maybe you're excited about this upcoming adventure. Maybe you're nervous or afraid. Maybe you feel steady and ready. No matter how you feel in this moment, you are the one who chooses to make the dive or not. There's no one shoving you off the ledge or cliff or board, although there may be others egging you on or cheering you on from around the platform on which you're standing. There's something about this platform that's important. If you don't know where you stand, if you're lost about who you are, where you've been, or what you've prepared yourself for, how do you know whether you're choosing to dive or not based on your own wants, your own rhythm, your own timing, your own desires? Whether you do it just for the adventure or pull away out of fear, if your choice is based on pressure from others, are they to blame? Of course not. Blaming is about reacting. It's quick and dirty, as they say. Responsibility is about, well, responding. It's slow and leaves you feeling lean, even if what you're taking responsibility for is difficult. Here's an example. Let's say you just slipped around your problem habit or your addiction, did it again, even though you promised yourself and maybe somebody else that you wouldn't. The blame game sounds something like this. I can't believe I did it again. Why do I keep doing this? What's wrong with me? It might include something like, well, if she had done XYZ, I wouldn't have done it again. It's all her fault. If he hadn't bugged me about that project, I wouldn't have been so stressed out. He's such a jerk. The responsibility game, on the other hand, sounds something like this. Wow, I just broke my promise to not do this again. Let me take a deep breath. Obviously something's up, because I'm not being very successful at this right now. It might include, well, when she did XYZ, I really let myself get upset, and this led me to slipping backward around this issue. When he bugged me about that project, I really got stressed. I can feel the tension in my neck and jaw. I can soften that right now. Responsibility also includes forward motion, which could sound something like this. I got so derailed so quickly that I probably should take a break. Maybe I'll do some writing in my journal, go for a walk. I could make a phone call to someone who can support me. If you're in a self-help program, taking responsibility means getting to a meeting under these circumstances, or calling your sponsor, or making a program call. If you don't have this kind of support, taking responsibility might mean calling a friend you can count on who will not get caught in blame with you. And if you can't call a friend, then consider checking out some of the other Habits into Health podcasts, because each one has an exercise for helping you slow down, kind of check in with yourself, and awaken to what's going on in you. Whatever you decide, in this life force you call you, the ability to respond, not just to people or situations, but to yourself as well, is a really valuable skill. You cut yourself off when you jump into blame, which happens so quickly. So take a deep breath and just respond. You're not alone around this problem you're working to resolve. Stay tuned to this podcast every week for reinforcement. If you want additional support in creating your own personal path to freedom from your problem habit, you can find out more at habitsintohealth.com/get-support. That's habitsintohealth.com/get-support. And that's it for me for now. This is Michael Ann Conley, and thanks for listening to Habits Into Health. Remember, we start small, and we practice kindness along the way. I support you in turning those old habits around into healthy possibilities for your future. Thanks for joining me.